Married at First Sight, Chapter 4293. Chapter 4293. Everyone turned on Holden, blaming him. Furious, Holden lashed out at the hospital security. "What does this have to do with you? You're just a guard dog. Why are you sticking your nose where it doesn't belong?" Look at him, angry and embarrassed. The hospital security had been fed up with Holden for a long time. Every day, he showed up at the inpatient department, causing trouble and demanding they carry him downstairs. And every time, he berated them the whole way down, accusing them of harming him and threatening to sue. It was obvious Holden was an unreasonable old man. Anyone who knew his background understood that he was nothing but trouble. Back in the day, Holden was as timid as a mouse, constantly suppressed by his wife. He was nothing more than a son-in-law living under Clarissa's thumb. In the Farrell family mansion, he had the lowest status. His most infamous scandal was when he got caught cheating. Clarissa found out and publicly humiliated him. After that, Holden vanished for a while, rumored to have been beaten and recovering at home, too ashamed to show his face. No one expected that even now, he still clung to his outdated beliefs favoring sons over daughters. In the Farrell family, daughters were the rightful heirs. Yet Holden still placed his son above his daughter. Of course, his biological daughter had never grown up with him. He felt no attachment to her. It made sense his son carried his last name, while his daughter was a Farrell. "You must have gotten so many benefits from Catherine that you're helping her bully an old man like me," Holden barked at the security guard. The guard smirked. "Old man, everyone in Jensberg knows about your three sons and their crimes against their own family. Anyone with eyes can see the truth. Miss Farrell is unfortunate to have a father like you." Holden seethed. "Catherine set my sons up. She provoked them, forced them to act out against her just to gather evidence and send them to jail. My sons were naive and walked right into her trap. Why do you think that Farrell guy came back from his business trip so quickly? It was all part of Catherine's scheme." Holden's imagination was wild, but surprisingly close to the truth. But what did it matter? A crime was still a crime. No matter how much noise Holden made, his sons would face the consequences. If anyone was to blame, it was them for ignoring his warnings. He had told them to leave Jensberg and return to their hometown, to sell everything and live peacefully. But they refused. And, of course, there was Clarissa, strong-willed and stubborn to the very end. Why did she have to rewrite the will? If she had left things as they were, maybe the siblings wouldn't have turned on each other. Holden cursed her in his heart. He wished he could dig up her grave and scatter her ashes. Even in death, he still resented her. Before she passed, Clarissa had tried to take Holden down with her. "Clarissa, too bad my aim was off. Should have finished you off, old man. Now you're just making life harder for my daughter." "Holden." As he bickered with the security guard, Pedro emerged from the hospital. Seeing Pedro, Holden's anger flared up again. He started hurling vicious insults at Catherine, cursing her with the most spiteful words he could think of. To an outsider, it would have sounded like he was ranting about his worst enemy. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4294. Chapter 4294. Pedro walked up to Holden, his face cold and stern. Holden, startled by his intensity, instinctively stopped cursing. But he quickly masked his fear, straightened up, and glared at Pedro. "What do you want?" Pedro's voice was icy. "Mr. Jansen, your sons are in prison. Your grandsons are still minors. Your daughters-in-law don't care about you. Who do you think will take care of you in the future? Your eldest daughter recently asked me to send you a pension." Holden's expression darkened. "You think you can use money to threaten me? I'm not afraid. I have plenty of money. I'm not worried about how I'll live." But his voice lacked its earlier arrogance. He was clearly shaken. Mr. Jansen, I suggest you go home and accept reality. If you push your daughter too far, your son's sentences could become even harsher. Holden opened his mouth to argue but stopped. Deep down, he knew Pedro was right. His sons were in a terrible position. As for his daughter's in-law, the eldest had already divorced. The other two had stayed silent and moved on quickly. At first, they entertained his requests for help. But soon, they stopped answering his calls altogether. They even blamed his sons for their reckless actions, for not thinking about their children, for ruining their futures. Now, the grandchildren would never be able to take civil service exams because of their father's criminal records. Not that their family ever aimed for government jobs, but it was one thing to choose a different path, it was another to have no choice at all. Holden knew his daughters-in-law resented their husbands for cheating. Hadn't they forgiven them before? They had acted like loving couples. But the moment trouble struck, the wives washed their hands of it. None of them were willing to pay for a lawyer. The grandchildren were too young to help. Though they had inherited property from their grandmother, they couldn't access it. Their mothers controlled it now. They had money, but no way to use it. Holden realized he had no one to rely on. His daughters-in-law and grandchildren were out of the question. If his sons received long sentences, 10 years, maybe more, his own pension wouldn't be enough. And Holden had no intention of dying anytime soon. He wanted to live another 20, maybe even 30 years. He needed to think about his future. After calming down, he realized the only person he could turn to was Catherine, the daughter he hated the most. She was the richest one. Even a small amount of money from her would be enough for him to live comfortably. But she wouldn't give him much. She would only provide a few thousand dollars a month, just enough for basic expenses. If she gave him a lump sum, it would be no more than a few tens of thousands. Maybe, if she was feeling generous, she'd give a little more. Holden's face turned pale. His rage and bravado vanished. He looked like a wilted flower after a frost. Pedro spoke again. Mr. Jansen, go home and enjoy your retirement. Yelling and cursing won't get your sons out of prison. If you really want to help, hire a lawyer. That's your only option. Or, if you're willing, you can apologize to your eldest daughter on their behalf. Holden trembled, unable to respond. After a long pause, he turned and walked away defeated. He returned to his hometown. After all his struggling, he had done his duty as a father. But there was nothing more he could do.